So now five. This is where you got to get honest. If you're in a relationship, I want you to go through your list and I want you to rate 0 to 10 where is this person you're in a relationship with you. Meaning, if honesty is the most important thing, are they a 10, absolutely totally honest? Are they a 7, 3/4 honest? Are they a 2, once in a while they tell you the truth? Where are they really on your musts? And on the things you want to move away from, where are they there? Are they mostly there? Are they not there? Do they cover any of these, none of these? I want you to be clear. Now, when you do this, you might start to go, wow, that's kind of difficult. You know, this is a little uncomfortable. But you know what? Honesty is the greatest power you have. Now, I'm not talking about coming from ego, because after you've evaluated your current partner, see where you are on your must list, I want you to evaluate yourself and say, how many of these things am I really being that I said I'd have to be? Because it's a two-way street, right? In fact, if you really want to get honest, you'd say, what does my partner want most in a relationship? What are their musts? And am I really delivering? If you really are smart, when you finish this tape today, you'll go ask them to describe to you, or even write it down. What are the musts in their relationship? What do they really want in a relationship with you? And what don't they want? Because while you think you may not know exactly. The person may not have felt it was a safe place to share it with you. So if you really want to enhance your relatedness, which is what relationship is, you can't relate to someone unless you share what's really true. So first I'd have them share with you. Describe to them what you want to be for them. And then ask them, what are the musts for you? And let them know you're really working because you want to give to them all that they deserve. Don't come from the place of, I made a list and you don't match it. This won't usually develop a great deal of rapport, right? This will end the conversation quickly. So instead, ask them, say, I want to be all I can be for you. I've made a list of what I think you need, but I don't know. Please tell me. And get them to share, get them to write it down. Because this is where you start to have a real breakthrough in your relationship, when you can have that kind of honesty. Most people are so afraid to share because they're afraid they're going to offend the other person, or they're afraid the other person will feel judged and unloved, or that, you know, if we start talking about it, you know, this thing may fall apart. Listen, if your relationship is that weak, you don't have a relationship, and you might as well deal with it now instead of living with a low-grade level of fear all your life. Right? That makes you feel sick inside. Let's just face it right on, and let's figure out how to make it better. Let's figure out how to make it stronger. If the relationship is great, let's take it to another level if it's fantastic. If it's okay, let's make it great. If it's terrible, let's acknowledge it, and let's change the quality of the relationship, or let's change the relationship. Let's get out, let's make a decision, let's be real. This is a partner workshop where it gets a little uncomfortable for some people. So here's your exercise. I want you now to go through your list of musts and rate your partner 0 to 10. 10 is they absolutely there, 0 is not at all, only on your musts. And then on the away from list, do they live those some of the time, most time, all the time? Take a good look at that. Then the third step is go to your own list. What do you think on that list of the musts for your partner, and rate yourself 0 to 10 on each of those? Remember we said to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be, you got to first know where you really are. If I have a map and I know where I'm going, I know my target, but I don't know where I am on the map is worthless and I'm not going to get where I want to go. You must know truthfully where you are. No matter how great it is, it could be better. No matter how bad it is, it could be better. But whatever it is, we got to know. The truth will set you free, so take the time right now to score your relationship and score yourself. But when you score yourself, score it as if your partner was scoring you, not you scoring yourself saying, yeah, baby, I'm the best. Now, if you're not in a relationship, here's what I want you to do. I want you to score yourself alone. Where are you? You know, if you're going to track someone of that caliber, how many of these things are musts on your list, the way you describe yourself? You describe all these things you have to be, but which are the musts to track the kind of person you want? Asterisk the musts, and then rate yourself 0 to 10. Be really clear. Go for it. Okay, now you know where you really stand. Things may be great, things may be magnificent, but you want more, don't you? That's the nature of human beings. You know, if it's great, you want more of it. You want to expand it. If things are not so good, at least you know that too, and you're being honest with yourself about the role you're playing in it. Because this isn't all about, well, someone else isn't meeting my needs. That's not what relationship's about. Remember, relationship's a place you go to give, not a place you go to get. And if you're giving all that you can possibly give and you've made the right selection, the person's going to give back to you because it's their nature to do it if you made the right selection. So now, let's take a look at where you really stand. What do you got to do? Well, first of all, if you're in a relationship and the must needs you have are being met, celebrate for God's sakes. Go acknowledge them. Say, listen, you know what? I made this list. I listened to silly tape with this guy, Tony Robbins. I made this list of all these things I really want in a relationship, and I circled all my musts. And you know what? I really was honest with myself, and I went through them, and you hit every single one of them. You are so amazing. I am so grateful for you. That'll create a little spark. That kind of sincere acknowledgement will absolutely enhance the relationship. and say, you know, I was making a list of things that I really want to be for you, and I don't know. These are the things I thought would be most important. What's most important to you? Because I want to be more of that. If you're in a relationship conversely and you discover, some of the musts are just not there, the next question you got to ask yourself is, what would you have to do to meet more of this person's needs so they'd want to be that way, so they'd want to share that way? I don't want you to assume that they'll never do that, because being pessimistic in a relationship never made any relationship better. And running to the next relationship is not the answer, because the problem is when you leave this relationship and you go to another one, it'll be fine for a while, but when you leave this relationship, you'll take you with you. In a very short period of time, you'll have some of the same challenges again because the same patterns are there. So first, focus on what you need to do to make it better. Then there's a third option. You may be in a relationship and you may have selected somebody years ago, weeks ago, months ago, but the truth of the matter is your natures are not aligned. It's not that you don't love the person. It's not that you don't care about them. It's just that you constantly bump into the four R's. Now, let me walk you through these, because these are the stages that break down a relationship. Because the promise of this tape was that we said we're going to have you figure out what relationship is really about. What's the purpose of relationship? And how do you create an extraordinary relationship? How do you deal with the challenges? And how do you nurture and expand it? Well, I think we've covered most of that, but I want to be really clear with the inevitable challenges that show up. If the challenges are consistent and they seem to be overwhelming, there's probably a challenge in that you don't share the same values, or your natures are completely different and not complementary. So if you discover that's true, no matter how long you've been with this person, you got to sit down and be honest with each other and have a great heart-to-heart talk.